Inform TFW Mobile.
Again, KO4HX.
What are you doing out and about?
My son for breakfast this morning.
How was that?
Been looking forward to it.
For breakfast.
Place called Dutch Cupboard. I'm stopped it here in Etowah, just out the road from us.
Hey, you're not hit and miss.
Well, would you?
Go ahead.
Asking how your day was yesterday?
That's good. Uneventful. I had to go get a battery, so I got off a little bit early.
I got home about 8:15, something like that last night.
Long hours. You're going to be old before your time.
Want to be.
Yeah, I hear you.
Battery for this time.
Wait.
Electric batteries for the electric forklift or just a regular 12-volt battery?
The 12-volt battery. We don't have any of those electric lifts because, they're not really explosion rated. So, when they get cranked, they don't get drove long enough to keep the battery charged.
That's tough on a battery to start and stop real quick like that. I'm there right now.
It's pretty rough.
I said, was it raining down there right now?
It hadn't rained in a while. I mean, the road's pretty much dry.
Not raining up here either, but the road's still wet.
They're dry right here. There's a little bit of dampness, but that's not enough to say anything.
I think we got enough rain up here to at least settle the dust last night. So, the driveway wasn't near as dusty.
They had enough to almost get the deck wet. I got to walk the dog.
Rain from, not hard, just a sprinkle from the time I got home till I went to bed about 11 o'clock, 10:30, 11 o'clock. So. And I don't know how it rained after that, but looks like we got a little bit of rain anyway.
Catch the grass, 2 weeks, KN4, TFW.
Only cut my grass for 3, maybe 4 times all summer long.
Be pretty brown right now.
Not really. Mine's still fairly green. It just hadn't been real wet, so it hadn't grown fast. People just drive like idiots anymore, don't they?
They just let anybody have a license these days, and everybody's too impatient.
Dealing with a guy that come up flying up behind me, impatient, like you said. And you got to get around on the wet, curvy roads.
Going in a bad spot. KN4 TFW. And I bring a smoothie with me to work. Today I got in a different cup. This dirt straw must be, and the hole in it must be 3/8. How the hell can it get stopped up?
You must have a big chunk of something in there.
I don't know how the straw's like connected to the lid. I ain't never taken it apart to figure it out. It looks like something I'll have to do when I get to my destination.
Blow in the straw a little bit, see if you can get it out and move on.
On that.
Still making the repeater good?
You're getting in all right. A little scratchy, but yeah, I can make you out, no problem.
Well, I've arrived at my destination. I just have to wait on him to get here now.
Not even open yet.
New job, he gets off an hour earlier. So, he wanted to meet earlier for breakfast. Here we are.
You work at the same place, new position, or a totally new job?
job.
7 days a week.
Pretty much.
You've done that. Can't blame you.
That and the other place had a lot of turnover, so that's why he ended up working 7 days a week. They couldn't keep any help. But now he's working up there at Oscar Blues, making beer.
Yeah.
He's got a job, and I ain't having to pay to keep him up.
Police car's got somebody pulled over, and they're loading the car up on the rollback.
In that one, are they?
It's in the Lizette you pulled over into the QT, and they're loading it up.
Need to do a few more of those down around that area.
Probably code reader. Guy did it work in that, so says that connection should be like at your left knee.
Should be right in that area, up that knee panel there. It'll be up behind it, but it shouldn't be hard to find.
Anything off, just reach up there and grab it.
Have to take anything off the car, but you may have to stick your head up under that panel to see where it's at exactly.
Is it connection or is it mounted?
Be mounted. Regulations are it has to be within so many feet of the driver or the steering wheel. It can't be, I think, more than 2 foot away from it. So it can't be far away from there. Truckers used to be real bad about hiding it in different places when they first come out with OBD2. And then that's when they come out with the regulation. It couldn't be but so many feet away from it. So everybody's pretty much standardized. It's right there in behind that knee panel above the driver's feet.
Diagnosed it at least a little bit on Saturday morning when I get down there.
If you need some information, just give me a phone call.
No, to look it up. Code number, the year model, and the engine.
I need to know year model, engine size, and it may ask a few more questions. I won't know. Should be able to get where we're going from there.
What's readers cost?
Got some little cheap code readers. I think they're less than $100, all the way up to $10,000, depending on what you're looking for.
$10,000 one does a lot more.
It does a lot more, and it's got our heavy truck in it too. That's the full window from where you can get one. Thinking about buying one?
Wondering. I mean, our cars are new, so it's not like I really need it for them, but I was just thinking for her, you know what I mean? And when you're always running older cars, it may not be a bad idea.
Yeah, the little cheap one that we got now is $105 list on it. But if you wanted it, I'd give it to you on my call.
Decide what the advantage would be. I mean, you can run down the auto parts store, right? Won't they hook it up?
That they will. And they'll try to sell you something.
Sure is. Good morning.
Ask you the same thing. Having to do some of that lately.
And they repaved this section of that interstate that got all ground up. Man, it's got big old ruts in it.
And it'll drag you around the road, too.
Riding on it on the motorcycle, for sure.
That would really be bad.
It aren't. You can't tell. When I pull through the gate, pull over to the shop, unload this battery. They always forget. They get parked, and it's like, what the heck?
Something out of the ordinary, out of your routine.
Every place on 14 where I go, that place stays busy as heck.
It's seems to be busy whenever I come by there. I don't go by there much, but when I do have to go that way.
4 or 5 cars in there, and they don't, you know, you can't get but just the nose of the car into the garage, so it's just pouring down rain. You get soaking wet trying to change the battery.
I think they could just put a little carport out there to do that.